When I spoke to Jacoby earlier, he said that someone called 911 and the police and ambulance were on their way. I couldn't stop thinking about who could have wanted to kill Cedric. Why would they want him dead? I had my issues with him, no doubt, but I never thought about killing him. I should have, though, especially after the way he treated me, kicking me out of the house, removing money from my bank account, and fucking my friend. That was a sure way to get me stirred up. I couldn't say that I was totally surprised by Evelyn's announcement today, but I couldn't get that smirk she'd had on her face while making her confession off my mind. We were at Trina's apartment, and Evelyn claimed to have something on her mind that she needed to say. "I don't know where to start," Evelyn said. I wanted to slap her. "But I owe you an apology, too. This is hard for me to say, but as your best friend, I have betrayed you." I was so out of it because of an earlier conversation I'd had with Cedric. He admitted to not loving me anymore, and for the first time, I was convinced that he wanted our marriage to end. The affairs hadn't convinced me, but hearing him say he'd fallen out of love did. While in a daze, listening to my so-called BFF, I bit my nails and stared straight ahead. I mumbled a bunch of hateful words underneath my breath, then spoke clearly so that Trina and Evelyn could hear me.
I saw you at my house today,"
I stuttered, referring to seeing Evelyn.
"I went there to get Cedric to change his mind about our divorce, but he didn't want to do it. He said that he didn't love me anymore. I can't believe that he just does not love me anymore."
There was no question that I was out of it. Knowing that my marriage had failed really hurt, but my hurt was about to sting even more. I could feel it, especially since Evelyn appeared ready to spill her guts. Her news would surely send me over the edge, and I wouldn't have wished this feeling on my worst enemy.
"What have you seen going on between him and Evelyn?"
Trina was trying hard to get me to come to the light.
"When you stopped by his house, did you see anything? You had to see something."
I rubbed my hands together and stood. As I paced the floor, I squeezed my aching forehead, then wrapped my arms around my waist to comfort myself. "I didn't see anything today, but something is going on. I can feel it. You know how you have this eerie feeling inside that something is wrong? He said Evelyn was there for money, but I think there's more to it. I really do, but I can't put my finger on it."
"Well, put your finger on it and touch it,"
Trina shouted. I was rattled by her loud mouth, but why didn't she just tell me? She knew. All along, she knew what the hell had been going on behind my back. She continued,
"Open your eyes and see it. What are you feeling? Say it, Kayla. Don't be afraid to say it and don't lie to yourself anymore. Don't ignore what you know. Your gut has been telling you things, but you've been ignoring it. Rewind the tape and play those images in your head. Ask yourself, what do you see?"
I removed my arms from my waist and slowly shut my eyes. A flood of tears cascaded down my face. It was time for me to release all that I'd felt inside. And when I opened my eyes, I did. They locked right on Evelyn, who sat with glee in her eyes, waiting for my response.
"I see Cedric, and I see you, Evelyn. I've seen the way he looks at you, and I've seen the way you smile at him. I saw him at your place one day.